you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by my very favorite staff writer, Joshua M. Clark.
Aww.
How's it going, Josh?
It's going well. Thanks for having me, Candace.
You're so welcome.
So, Candace, I know you're kind of into true crime, right?
Indeed.
So have you heard much about D.B. Cooper?
I've heard a whole lot, but I'm not going to steal your thunder.
Fantastic.
Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you. So I think D.B. Cooper is, perpetrated the greatest heist of all time. Let me tell you about it, okay? 1971, Thanksgiving Eve, I think it was November 24th, this guy named D.B. Cooper, well, that's what it said on his ticket, boards his flight from Portland, Oregon to Seattle, Washington. It's a pretty short flight. But he has time to settle back, order a bourbon and soda, chain smoke, back when you could smoke on the plane. And also he had time to pass a ransom note to one of the stewardesses. And it said that he was going to blow up the plane if they didn't give him $200,000 and four parachutes. Well, they took it pretty seriously. Hijackings weren't, you know, really a widespread thing at the time. So they land the plane in Seattle, Tacoma. He lets the passengers go, keeps the crew on board, and then has them bring the money on board and the parachutes. And I think he let the crew go, but kept the pilot on and told the pilot to go to Mexico. But the plane never made it to Mexico. It made it to Reno. And when it did, D.B. Cooper wasn't on board. At about 10,000 feet over Washington, he had jumped out on this cold, rainy, cloudy night over the Cascade Mountains in that state, never to be heard from again. The FBI thinks he's dead. Is that fact or fiction from what you know?
Well, it's really tough to say whether it's a fact or fiction that D.B. Cooper is still alive. And, you know, the FBI has actually profiled about 800 people whom they believe could possibly be D.B. Cooper.
Wow.
One man, Dwayne Weber, actually confessed on his deathbed to his wife that he was D.B. Cooper, but DNA evidence later ruled him out. So we're not quite sure why he made that confession.
He was just a little wacky.
And he was a little bit wacky. Maybe he liked the tale, just like us. Then Richard McCoy, who was a Vietnam veteran and a Sunday school teacher, he pulled a pretty similar sort of heist, hijacking a plane, making off with some cash, but he was ruled out too. And there have been all sorts of suspects in this case, and as far as any hard evidence, it's been pretty few and far between. Back in 1980, a boy playing by the Columbia River found a couple of wads of $20 bills, which is the denomination D.B. Cooper demanded his $200,000 ransom in.
Right.
And on these bills, the serial number actually matched the numbers of the bills
so
that had been given to D.B. It was his money.
Wow.
But he wasn't around. Nobody, nothing. And then in 2008, some other boys found part of a parachute, and they thought maybe it's D.B.'s, but these parachutes were made of silk and not made of nylon, which his was. So the case is still wide open.
So we don't know if it's fact or fiction.
We don't, and we've barely scratched the surface. So to learn more, read Is D.B. Cooper Still Alive on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.